Dvar Malchus Parshas Tzav. The Sikha opens by mentioning that this Shabbos in Tavshin Nun Aleph was Shabbos HaGadol. The Shabbos when we commemorate what the Shulchan Aruch calls the beginning of the Geula and the miracles. That's the Lashon of the Shulchan Aruch for Shabbos HaGadol. This is not referring to the 10 plagues, 9 of which already occurred by this time in the sequence of events, but to the armed revolt of the firstborn Egyptians who demanded from Paro and the elders of Mitzrayim that they should let Bnei Yisrael leave Mitzrayim. Because after all, Moshe Rabbeinu said that if the firstborn are going to die. So the firstborn went to Paro and said, let them go. And when Paro refused, the firstborn took up arms and they killed 600,000 Mitzrayim. And the Rebbe is connecting this with the Gulf War, which ended 2 weeks before Parshas Tzav, when the firstborn, meaning the strongest nations, took up arms against the tyrant who was threatening the Jewish nation. So let's recall the words of the Shulchan Aruch, the beginning of the Geula and the miracles. But the focus of the Sikha is on the Redeemer, on Moshe Rabbeinu. What makes him singularly capable of redeeming the Yidden from Galus Mitzrayim? And since the first Redeemer is the last Redeemer, meaning Mashiach, this also applies to the final redemption. So the Rebbe explains that Moshe is uniquely qualified and endowed with the ability to bring the Geula. To understand this, the Rebbe defines for us the meaning of Geula. According from the Rebbe, the revelation of Elokus down below in the redemption from Egypt is in order that Yidden, as they are found in the world, can see and recognize and know the Eibishter. Those are the Rebbe's words. That seeing the miracles which began on Shabbos HaGadol enabled Yidden to have a Geula, which, again, is quoting the Rebbe, freeing them from the limitations of worlds, the enslavement to worldly assumptions, and servitude to various limitations of the world. That's the Rebbe's words. The miracles Hashem shows us, this means, are not an end to themselves, but they are motivating. They are something to motivate us and enable us to march out of our state of Golus by ourselves. In other words, the miracles Hashem does are not just for the results of the miracles, but rather the real results of the miracle is how it's supposed to affect us. All of this, that it explains, comes about through Moshe Ish Elohim, Moshe the godly man, as it says in Kapitel Tzadik in Tehillim. By referring to Moshe as an Ish Elohim, the Torah is indicating that Moshe unifies two levels. The power above the world, Elohim, and the level of enclosing in the world, which is Ish. Thus, Moshe possesses both of these levels, Ish and Elohim, and therefore he is a Memutza Mechaber, he's a connecting intermediary who connects godliness with the world, being that he is openly connected to godliness even as he is enclosed in the world. More than that, that it explains in a second unification indicated in the expression Moshe Ish Elohim. At the level of Moshe and the level of Ish HaElokim, came first to have explained Ish and Elokim. Now, I was connecting it with Moshe. Moshe Ish HaElokim. At the level of Moshe and the level of Ish HaElokim is another unification. Moshe is the name that he received when he was pulled from the waters of the Nile by Basya Bas Pari, the daughter of Pari. Because she says, it says in the Pasuk, Min Amayim Mishisihu, I drew him from the water. So his name is Moshe Mishisi, who was from the same root as Moshe. As it's explained in Chassidus, this is referring to not just the water of the Nile, but to the lofty level of Moshe's neshama, that it derives from the highest hidden worlds, the Alma Deskasya, the world of Tohu, which is likened to water, as a mushal. So according to this explanation, the level of Moshe is entirely above the world. Elokus that has no relationship with the world. Ish Elohim, which now we're taking it as a single title, not Ish and HaElokim, but rather Ish Elohim is a title, refers to the unification of Ish and Elohim, meaning the unification of world with the level of godliness that has a connection to world. Okay, Elohim has a connection to world. Elohim Gematria Teva. Moshe, which is totally above the world, entirely. So Moshe Ish Elohim unifies all of these levels. And it's worth mentioning at this point, although it's not mentioned in the Sikh in the Dvar Malchus, you're not going to see it in the Dvar Malchus, you're not going to see it in a hidden footnote there, but it's the Rebbe said it, and therefore you know, we were supposed to know it. So the Rebbe explains in the Maimer from Tov Shin Chai, Pashas Shmini, what is the really the lofty level of Moshe? Not only that it's higher than Elohim, it's also higher than the name Yud Kei Vav Kei and the various levels of the name Yud Kei Vav Kei. And I'll quote now from the Maimer Shmini Tov Shin Chai. The Rebbe states as follows: Moshe reaches the essence, Atzmus Mamish. The verse states, the Pasuk states that Yisrael saw the mighty hand that Hashem had used in Mitzrayim, and they believed in Hashem and in Moshe his servant. This goes from the lower levels to the higher levels. That Hashem did, this is the lower name Yud Kei Vav Kei. And the people saw Hashem, this is the higher name Yud Kei Vav Kei. And they believed in Hashem, this is the name Yud Kei Vav Kei that is in Atzmus. And after that it says, and in Moshe his servant. From which it is understood that Moshe is higher even than the aspect of Yud Kei Vav Kei that is in Atzmus, and therefore he has the power to unify and to draw down the aspect of Yud Kei Vav Kei that is in Atzmus into the world that it should shine openly. Again, that's not in our Dvar Malchus, but that's to give depth to what the Rebbe is saying here about how the level of Moshe is above the world, and Ish Elohim is above the world, but connected to the world, and Ish is actually being in the world. Okay, so continue with the Sikh. The loftiness of Moshe generates not only miracles that are enclosed in nature, like the name Elohim, but miracles that are completely above the way of nature. And all of this is for us, that we will see and recognize and know the Eibishter. That's the Rebbe's words. And thus, we will be freed from the limitations of the world, the enslavement to worldly assumptions, and servitude to the various limitations of worlds. Again, the Rebbe's words. That's why the Eibishter do. That's why Moshe Rabbeinu is doing these miracles. All of the above is meant to lead us to perform our service of Hashem in a miraculous manner. We must reveal the tzaddik within us. Not only the tzaddi, but the tzaddik. With an addition of the letter Kuf, right? The Rebbe speaks about how there's a way of saying this letter of the Torah, Tzadik or Tzadik. So when you say Tzadik, it means that it has a letter Kuf at the end. And this Kuf implies using free choice to choose the side of holiness. Tzadi means my side. And Tzadik means my side with a Kuf that has free choice. What is that free choice? It has the power to elevate even those aspects which are below the line, because the Kuf has a leg that goes below the line. And when Yidden, who have free choice, because they are enclosed in worldly bodies, choose the side of holiness, their choice adds the kuf to tzadi, making tzadik. This gives the power to transform the world and its inhabitants, that they should also agree. And again, the Rebbe is repeating to us that the Geula is not a passive firework show of miracles, you know, a big light show, people go, woo! No. Rather, the Geula is something that gives us the green light to get to work and to reveal the Geula through our own actions. This is assisted by a recognition of the miraculous state of the world, which occurs through Moshe, Ish Elohim, the godly man, the first Redeemer, and the last Redeemer. And the last Redeemer. Gil Rishon v'Gil Achron. Chi Adonainu, Moneinu, V'Rabbeinu, Melech HaMashiach, L'Yayinu V'Ed.